Well, Brad Davison joins us now on the Big Sports Breakfast. Morning, Brad. And look, several Sydney races named among the best in the world. And so it should be. This is the best city in the world, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Look, 9 Australian Turf Club races officially rated in the top 100 of the world's highest rated races overnight at that Longines World's Best Race and Racehorse Awards. So for the third consecutive year, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Royal Randwick, of course, rated the highest rated race in Australia, along with being the equal 6th highest in the world. So it's a great result there. The Chipping Norton was the 13th highest race in the world, and then you had others in the top 100, including the Colgate Optic White, the TJ Smith Stakes, the George Ryder, the Golden Rose, the Wink Stakes, the Rambert Stakes, and the Doncaster Mile as well. So really good result there for the ATC. As we've seen in recent years, racing in Sydney continues to go from strength to strength, and good to see Sydney get that recognition on the big stage.
Always good to go to the races at Randwick, but there's another reason why we all should get out there tomorrow as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the day's designed around raising funds for this this bushfire appeal. Obviously, a lot of people in Australia and a lot of sections really getting around this bushfire appeal, which is tremendous to see with so many doing it tough around the country. I think Racing New South Wales and the ATC Foundation both donating $10,000 to kick off the appeal, and a further $100,000 has been pledged by the ATC's racing partners. And look, you know, the day will be designed around that. The Rural Fire Service volunteers receive free entry on the afternoon, and a number of items will be auctioned on the day there tomorrow, including the boots and breeches worn by Hugh Bowman during Winx's first Cox Plate victory, and a couple of other bits and pieces as well. So if you aren't doing anything and you're out in the east of Sydney, then get out to Randwick tomorrow, embrace and get behind that bushfire appeal, and watch some really good high class racing as well as we build up. Not far away now to that to the Autumn Carnival, which is going to be great.
Now, you like Helga? It's been well backed.
Yeah, it has been well backed into $2.60, hasn't it? There tomorrow at Randwick Race 6 Number 3. I've made her the best. I was really keen on Infinity Beyond in the highway race, but unfortunately I spoke to Luke Pepper yesterday and she just knocked her leg, and he's had to scratch her from that race there on Saturday. I don't think it's anything serious, but enough to mean that she's not well enough to go around on the weekend. So I was very keen on her. She was clearly my best bet of the weekend. And but race 6 number 3 Helga, the other one, into $2.60 now, but I still think that's okay. I just need a little bit of luck from the map, but it does look a very, very winnable race. Third up from a spell, good win second up the other day, and Les Bridges' horses, they continue to improve throughout the preparation. So third up, just another tick for mine, and just needs to get a spot early, and if she does, she looks very, very hard to beat in race 6 there at Randwick tomorrow, guys.
What about the racing rumour, man? Just quickly before the news, it's flying around, Peter Moody. Sounds like, well, this is the rumour, that he's taken 60 boxes at Pakenham.
Yeah, that'd be huge if that rumour's true. We've seen Pete, obviously, he's been out of the game for a while, but he's done a lot of media and whatnot, and a very high-profile former trainer. So we'll see how that plays out and see if P. Moody does return to the training ranks.
Mate, have a good Australia Day weekend and enjoy yourself. Are you out at Warwick Farm on Monday?
I don't think so. I've got to double check my roster, actually, but I don't think I am out there on Monday. But it should be a great weekend of racing. Obviously, Saturday we'll be on Sky One, part of the team there on Sunday with tips throughout the Sunday program. Yep. There's some good meetings there at provincials as well. So, and then obviously Monday as well. So big weekend of racing, and Friday night, of course, at a Australia Day meeting at Moonee Valley too.
Champion, mate. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great long weekend, mate.
Look forward to it. Good luck to the punters on the weekend. Cheers.